From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden, and on this special spooky episode, I'm joined by horror fan and Sights and Sounds producer, Porfirio Rangel. Hey, Porfirio.
Hi, Janae.
We're celebrating Halloween early tonight with an event that you don't want to miss. It's called Creepy Tales, and it features a lineup of great storytellers and artists who are going to bring the chills and thrills. And I'm the host. The fun and fright is on tonight, Thursday, October 23rd at KALW's downtown San Francisco spot. Show starts at 7 p.m. And right now, we're going to tell you about the writers and artists performing at tonight's Creepy Tales. First up is novelist M.M. Olivas. M.M. is a trans Chicano horror writer. Her novel, Sundown in San Ojuela, is about Aztec vampires in Southern California. Porfirio, M.M. was the first on your wish list to perform at our event. Why do you like her work?
So M.M.'s work is so creepy, and I love it. Like you mentioned, she writes about Aztec vampires, and it's so detailed about, like, you know, the blood dripping down the faces and when they catch their prey. Without giving too much away, it starts off with a young man who's driving away from home, and things turn spooky quick. And it happens when you least expect it, so it caught my attention right away.
Okay. Ooh, that does sound scary. Well, someone who was on my performer's wish list is poet James Cagney. And I swear, fire shoots out of his pen. He is an Oakland Pen Award winner. And his latest book is Ghetto Coens, which is really good. James has been on Sights and Sounds several times.
He has, yes. So, Janae, why are you excited about James performing?
James is definitely one of my favorite poets in the Bay Area. He is a big horror fan. He's known for poetry, but he will be taking a stab at storytelling. And so I'm really excited to hear his own horror that he has created.
That's novelist M.M. Olivas and poet James Cagney. They'll be performing at our Creepy Tales event tonight.
Next on the lineup are Sumiko Sawson and Thaddeus Howes. Sumika read erotic horror at our Valentine's Day event last year. Sumiko is a two-time Bram Stoker Award finalist for horror poetry and a major advocate for Black women horror writers. Thaddeus Howes is an award-winning author and podcaster. He says he writes from the haunted edges of Hayward, California. And you can buy books by Thaddeus, Sumiko, and the other writers tonight because Medicine for Nightmares will be selling books. Shout out to them.
So, Janae, why do you want Sumiko and Thaddeus to be part of our show?
So they're members of Afro Surreal Writers Workshop, which supports Black writers who write sci-fi and other genres of speculative literature. And the writers are just really great, really incredible. So I love their work. And Sumiko is respected in the Bay Area horror lit scene. Thaddeus is an excellent writer, great storyteller, so insightful. We call him Morpheus, like from The Matrix. So that's why I wanted him there. For all those reasons, I wanted them there.
I love that. Love that. That's writer Sumiko Sawson and Thaddeus Howes. See them tonight at our event Creepy Tales in downtown San Francisco at 220 Montgomery Street.
Our next act is doing something different. Improv. The Fists of Improv are a diverse troupe of queer artists, and they are definitely edgy. I have no idea what to expect, but I need to keep my job, so they won't be too off the chain. Porfirio, what are your thoughts on the Fists of Improv?
So I recently attended an event that they organized called Chaos Karaoke, and it is what the title says. It's karaoke with a bunch of challenges, like singing without lyrics. It's a hot mess. So I hope they bring that same energy to our event. And, you know, just thrills and chills for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah, and you know, someone else who's bringing thrills and chills is last but not least, KALW's Hana Baba. She'll be performing some scary stories from Sudan folklore. Hana has a storytelling podcast for kids called Folk Tales from Sudan, but the stories she'll be telling tonight are super creepy. Porfirio, Hana kind of scared me a bit after she told us one of her spooky stories.
And I love that. You know, Hana, first of all, is just a great storyteller. So when she gave us that tease about what she would do, I had a big smile on my face. I was like, oh yes, Hana, bring the scary, spooky stuff, you know?
That's K-A-L-W's Hana Baba and the Fists of Improv. I've been chatting with Sights and Sounds producer Porfirio Rangel. Join us tonight for Creepy Tales at 220 Montgomery in downtown San Francisco. Show starts at 7 p.m. Get there early. We'll be selling books, too. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darton. Wahaha.